Here we have Ellie Malone in his fifth year with the Rockford East girls basketball program, and he brought with him junior guard Cabrera Jamerson. Guys, thank you so much for coming down. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit, Ellie, how's again, we're 2 weeks in. How are things looking so far with the team and what you've seen so far, the progress over these 2 weeks?
Progress has been really good with us. New team, really new team for us, but you know, that's all you can expect right now, to come in, work hard every day, and get better every single day. So, and we've been doing that, I believe.
How much did you, with the new team, I mean, how much work did you have to do with them in the summer? I mean, have they progressed a lot, or is there still a lot of learning at this stage?
Yeah, still a lot of learning. Really couldn't get all 10 to, you know, participate all summer. But like I said, the first 2 weeks, which this is, what, the 11th day for us. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty good. And like I say, when you come ready to work hard, you know, kind of harder on the girls, so to speak, if you didn't condition as much over the summer. But, you know, like I say, we take it one day at a time, and they're coming in with good attitudes and working hard. And that's all I can ask.
How does then your coaching style and approach at the beginning of the season, when you've got so many new kids versus when you bring in a veteran team, where you kind of can start probably farther along the line than normal? So, I mean, how is this different? And then, and in your past experiences, probably how long does it take till they kind of really get a grasp of things?
Well, I've coached, you know, from all the way college at Rockford University, all the way down to fourth and fifth graders.
Sure.
So, you know, you just got to break it down. Uh-huh. You know, everybody's different, you know, and you just got to know your players. So you got to be wise in that aspect. And, you know, you might have to work on more fundamentals, so to speak. But other than that, you know, the key is knowing your kids and, you know, not having them doing things that, you know, they're really not ready for yet. So.
Sure. Talk a little bit about Cabrera then. You brought her in here. She's listed as one of your key newcomers in our questionnaire. Tell me a little bit about her and what she means to the team, what kind of a player she is, and what kind of person she is as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cabrera is a great young lady. I've been knowing her for quite a while now. And she's an eighth grade champion at Flynn girls team. That went downstate. She was a part of that. You know, I think the best player on the team, but, you know, I'm kind of biased at that. But I've seen her since she's been in sixth grade. Known her father, you know, I played against him as well. And, you know, she's progressed over the years. She's got a lot of height. She came in at the second semester, last year, and she averaged over 13 points a game. So she played 11 games. So I'm really excited about Cabrera. I'm glad that she's back and, you know, to have her a full season this year, I can't wait for y'all to see her.
And Cabrera, what goals did you set for yourself in between last season and this season? How did you want to get better? Where did you want to improve to shoulder that bigger responsibility that coach is looking for you to take on as a junior this year?
Work harder.
I think I set you up for failure. That mic, if you just get a little closer to it. Yeah, there
Work
we go.
Harder.
Yeah, now I got you in my ears.
Be more aggressive.
Sure.
You know, every game's a fight.
Yeah.
Don't just come in thinking you're going to win every game.
Right.
Every game's going to be a battle.
And then, you know, stepping in as a junior, but it's a team that doesn't have a lot of senior experience or a lot of experience in the whole, how big of a leadership role are you trying to take on? How much responsibility do you put on yourself, or how much does coach ask you to step up in that regard, being an extension of him, not just from the sideline to the court, but in the hallways at school, outside of school? I mean, he can only be around you and with you guys so much. How much are you putting responsibility on yourself to be that kind of player on the team as well?
I try to, you know, be a leader on and off the court.
Yeah.
Make sure, you know, all the girls, you know, good with the grades and in practice, everybody working hard.
Sure.
Trying their best, you know?
Absolutely. And coach, you talked about your experience coaching all the way through the age spectrum. When we talk about high school and varsity girls, what is the sweet spot in terms of how much we're asking of them? You know, how much do we implement offensively, defensively? You know, what does that mean at this level for you, being someone who's been up, who's been down all through the spectrum, as you talked about? What does that mean for this level, and how do you change what you do as a coach? How much do you focus on life stuff? Because that's a big change, just playing high school varsity basketball. You know, how much does that become the focus? How much do you focus on players versus the people? You know, that type of thing. Explain to me, as someone who's been on all levels, I'm always fascinated by, what does this level mean to you?
Well, we got a philosophy, and I actually got it from Rockford University when I used to coach with Ryan Repson, who is now Aurora University's women's coach. But we always say family, school, basketball. And in that order, as you can see, I'm the basketball coach, and I don't actually teach in the school, so
yeah.
I'm an outside coach, but I really take heed to that. So Cabrera lost her father, you know, when she was a freshman. Maddie Heacox, who's killing it over at Rock Valley College, you know, she played for me She lost her mother our sophomore year. And like I said, I knew both of their parents, and we embrace that as a whole. You know, we give them cards, we go to the funeral. We love on them, man. We pray with them, we talk to them. And, you know, that's that family first, man. Sure. So we do that. We don't just talk about it. We be about it. Definitely. We practice our 2 hours a day or whatnot. But we text all day long. We call, we do little outings, you know, go bowling or, you know, go to the boys game, et cetera, whatever, what have you. So life is definitely, that's the main purpose of it. And grades, you know, paying attention to their grades and making sure they're getting, you know, tutors and, you know, getting that support as a whole. So, you know, basketball is what we do, but it's really about life. You know, we got 100% graduation rate. You know, all the kids that play in the program graduate and also sign up for school. So, mm-hmm. you know, staying and all that, that's another thing. But we make sure you're going somewhere, whether it's sure. a junior college or, you know, anything else to just, you know, make yourself a better person. So sure. I'm blessed by that because all of my girls have done that. And, yeah, that's the key to it. That's really the key.
And it's obviously working. I mean, that to me, that family off the court comes back to you on the court as well as far as success on the court. Obviously, last year, you guys were 12-4, finished tied for third. So, I mean, you've seen all-around success in the program here. So that's a great thing. Speaking of on the court then, who are some of the other key players for you this year, people that you'll be counting on, and what are some of their strengths that you'll be looking into be doing?
We got Chanel Williams, which is a sophomore. She had a really good sophomore season last year. Oh, yeah, yeah. She a junior now.
Okay.
She was a sophomore last year. But so I brought her up actually probably half of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just kind of eased her in there. But, you know, she'd be the starting point guard this year. And she can shoot it. She mm-hmm. got a pretty decent three-point shot, you know, can handle the ball really well. So expecting big things out of her. Haley Bergstrom, she went downstate for three-point shooting last mm-hmm. year for us.
Yep.
And, you know, expecting big things from her. She's a senior. She actually already got a softball scholarship so she's already, you know, ready to take that next step, but
sure.
she's going to finish out her senior year with us in hoop. So those are, you know, kind of the big three, and then just the supporting cast as far as, got a Jamie Ward that played last year. She was a sophomore. She'll be a junior. So just got to keep her healthy, get her healthy. Who else? I hate to forget some people, but some key role players like Zante Williams, program kid. All of my kids that I have now have been in the program since their freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And I even got a new kid. She was a soccer player, but came out and works hard. So, and sometimes, you know, working hard, that's really the key. You know,
sure.
your talent could take you somewhere, but if you work hard, you know, you'll be surprised what you can do. So, like I said, we're a work in process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every single day, every single game, I think y'all going to see us get better.
One of the things I noticed in the question you filled out as far as weaknesses, you mentioned injuries. Are you still dealing with a lot of injuries, or is that kind of healing up a little bit, or where do you stand on that?
No, we lost Mariah Hill, all-conference last year. I don't even mention All-State. I mean, she built me since she was a freshman. She was on that historic team, that 25-7 team. She was like our sixth man, you know, as a freshman. You know, best defender, man, that's a big blow. I can't, you know, it's a big blow. So, you know, lose her. Like I said, Jamie Ward is really a good player for us. But, she, you know, she's not 100%. So, you know, kind of getting her back right. But, you know, like I said, losing Mariah Hill is a big loss for us.
Cabrilla, there's a culture at East that a lot of other programs are envious of, a culture of winning, being successful, and how you guys do things. Maybe it's hard for you to realize that being inside of it, but for looking from the outside, I'm telling you it's there. When you hear Coach Malone talk about what you guys want to do every day and how you want to work and how you win games, what does that mean to you? If you were to describe the culture of East girls basketball, how would you describe that if someone asked you to, like I am now, putting you on the spot? But how would you, what are the highlights for you? What's the most important things that go into your mind as you step onto practice every day, as you go prepare for a game? What are you thinking about that Coach Malone talks about every day that stick out the most?
First, start off with your attitude. Your attitude got to be positive. Mm-hmm. You have to be a good person on and off the court. You always have to have good sportsmanship. Then it goes with working hard and being a leader. You have to work hard on and off the court. It's not just during practice. You have to, you know, shoot, play basketball, do drills. You have to do it on and off the court. Just always have to work hard. That's be aggressive, and defense is the key.
Korea, what particular aspects of your game did you work on this last offseason that you hope to improve on for this year? How different are you going to be for people that watched you play last year to this year? What are they going to see?
They're going to see more of me shooting the ball. I'm going to attack the basket.
Okay.
Strong. And, yeah, I'll just have to watch and see.
All right. Sounds good. Ellie, last question for you is, and then, as I mentioned before, you guys tied for third last year. We created a culture of winning over at East. But again, you only got one returning starter back, and you said you're very young, and you got the key injury and all that. Where do you see this team, if they play at their peak, where do you see you guys finishing? Where can you be in the Nick 10 race?
Oh, well, I guess, you know, we like to keep it honest. So I would say where we've been at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hanenigan and Boylan, you know, kudos to them. You know, they're dynasties in girls basketball in the Nick 10. So, you know, they've been running the league for the last two decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. They always, you know, you always shoot for those two for sure. And I believe it's going to be some good battles. But, you know, I see those two, you know, being up top, the teams to beat. I think Auburn's going to be pretty strong this year. And then the rest of us. And one thing, like we've been touching on, is probably that culture. So, you know, when I first got to East, that culture was not there.
Right.
It was not there. But now, you're right. Kids wear it on their shirt. On a chest, they proud of it. Mm-hmm. They walk around, they know it. The city knows it. So it's infectious, and you know, we just kind of keep it going. When we had that record season, we lost five seniors, then ended up losing two starters. We still went third,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just keep working hard, you know, and just like Bria said, you work hard on and off the court, and let your work show up. So I think we'll be, you know, about that, and hopefully we can pull an upset or two, you know, but we just going to fight there. And I think we got a good chance of staying at that third place area where we've been.